tonight is the Gemara and Pesach and Vav Amin Aleph, which is a topic of 30 days before Pesach. I'd like to ask a couple of basic questions in the Gemara and then get to the Halacha, because our focus in general is Halacha. So the Gemara in the Vav Amin Aleph tells us a member of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Gemara had quoted other teachings of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, and the Gemara discusses a very relevant halacha for us. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, ha-mefarish va-yotze b'shayara kodem shoshim yom, ein zakuk levar. To shoshim yom zakuk levar. The Gemara here introduces the fact that the chiyuv of bedika already begins 30 days before Pesach, and that chiyuv of bedika manifests halacha lemaisa, that if a person leaves his house within 30 days, so then in such a case he needs to do a bedika. The Rama adds in Taf Lamed Hey or so that the bedika is done without a bracha. That, of course, is if he's not going to another house. If he's going to go to another home and he's sure that he's not going to be over the Yisra of Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh, so then he could fulfill it in another place. However, again, the Talmudic rule, and we pass in this way the halacha of Yudam Arav, is that within 30 days, as long as a person is in a house, within 30 days he needs to do bedika. We're going to see that this shita actually becomes very, very extreme. Even if the person is, according to many, is not going to come to be over Bal Yura Bal Yimatzeh, for some cryptic reason, let me give the dramatic manifestation of it. The Ravya is quoted in Siman Taf Lamed Vav, which we're going to spend time on. In Taf Lamed Vav Gimel, the Ravya says that if you were living in the house of a Gentile, within 30 days of Pesach, and the goy owned the house, but you were renting from him, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that you have to do bedika, even though the house is going to return to a goy. I'm just showing you how far Rav Yehuda Amarav's rule goes, and we're going to have to understand it as well. But for the first half of tonight, I hope I'm going to get to everything. The Gemara then goes on and is mevarer some of these halachas, and the Gemara asks a simple question, which is introduces the first half of tonight's topic, and that is, the Gemara says, Shloshim Yom, three lines on the bottom of Avam Nalf, Shloshim Yom Maya Viditayu. Where does Shloshim Yom come from? Where 30 days? It's an arbitrary number. 60 days, 90 days, 120 days? Answers the Gemara, Kidisanya. The Gemara says, as we have a Braisa, and the Braisa is what we're in right now, and what we're going to try to do now. And that is, Sholem Vidarshim Milchus HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. That the Tanakhama says that there's an inyan to be shol v'dorish bilchus ha-pesach 30 days. I'd like to start off with a few simple questions, very simple questions, and then be ma'ayin in the halachas. Simple question number one. How does the Gemara answer the question? The Gemara says, b'dikas chametz is 30 days. The Gemara says, because shol v'dorish, what? You need the chametz to be shol v'dorish. You need b'dika to be shol v'dorish. What's the relationship? Was Pashup Shad? I didn't see anybody discuss this, but I think it's a very, very, in the basic Makoros, but it's a very, very basic question that needs to be asked. So that's what I would call Tzarechiyu number one. Tzarechiyu number two. And this is, Tzarechiyu number two is a famous Tzarechiyu, and that is the question that all the Rishonim asked at the Be'er Halacha deals with in the beginning of Simin Taf Chav Tes, in the beginning of Chelek Hei, Mamish, the first words of Hilchos Pesach, and that is, at the end of the day, there's another Gemara that seems to contradict it. The Gemara in Megillah, Dav Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the words in which we are Mesayim Megillah. In fact, every year I come to the Sudas Purim with a Mishnah Berurah, and I always have in mind to start to be Mekayim, Halacha Shoshim Yom. And of course, I always, too many other things that are happening, and I tend to forget to learn the halachas, but I felt better because when I look back retroactively, some of my students made a siyum, and when you make a siyum, and they made a siyum on Megillah. So when you make a siyum on Megillah, so then you say Tana Rabbanan Sholem V'Darshim Hilchas HaPesach Pesach Sholem V'Darshim Hilchas HaPesach V'Pesach. So that already becomes a halacha of Pesach. So it could be for the many reasons of why Chazal concluded in Maseches Megillah that way. So that's another, you're able to be Mekayim it if you're Messiah Megillah, even if you're a little bit tipsy. I hold there's no one you getting drunk Adeloya does not a goal. But even if you're a little tipsy and you forget to learn Hilchas Pesach, Chazal built it in that you had. So this year we were able to be mekayim at Bizchus my students. So the Gemara Megillah Mebeis Amid Aleph, according to Rashi's Girsa, quotes the pasuk Vayedaber Moshe Esmo Adei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says that becomes a makar of Shol V'Darshim Mein Yano Shel Yom, Hilchas Pesach BePesach, Hilchas Chag BeChag. So all the Rishonim that the Be'er Halacha is going to discuss over here, we're learning Mishnah Berurah. So the Rishonim ask the basic question, that is, which is it? Is it Shol V'Darshin Hilchas Pesach BePesach, or is it Shloshim Yom? Which one is it? There seems to be a contradiction between the two. I'd like to throw in another Tzarech Iyun that I think will be relevant later on, and that is, that Yesh L'dayek in the Lashon HaGemara, I didn't see anybody stop at this, but I think it's a Geshmak Adiyuk, that on Davavim and Alephim Sachim it says, Shalom V'darshim B'Hilchos HaPesach Shloshim Yom, and the Gemara Megillah says, Shalom V'darshim Me'inyano Shel Yom Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach. I'd like to be Medayek that the Gemara says, Me'inyano Shel Yom in Megillah, and in Pesachim the Gemara does not mention that. So that's Tzarech Iyun number 3. Tzarech Iyun number 4 that one could ask, that the Beis Yosef notices, is that the Gemara in Pesachim only says in regards to Hilchos Pesach, Shloshim Yom. The Gemara in Megillah talks about Atzeres B'Tzeres. So why is it, what is it about Pesach that's going to be unique? So let's first focus on Tzarech Iyun number 2. And Tzarech Iyun number 4, and then Be'ezer Hashem come back to the smaller diyukim, Tzarech Iyun number 1. Again, let's review. I asked what's the connection between Shalom V'Darshan and leaving 30 days, which I hope we're going to get to today as well, leaving within 30 days in the Chiyuv of Bedika. Number 2 was, which one is it? 30 days or B'Pesach Atzmo. Number 3 is the Me'in Yano Shel Yom, right? That was the diyuk that says Me'in Yano Shel Yom at the end of Megillah. And number 4, that the Gemara in Pesachim says Dafka Pesach and doesn't say other things. So let's now learn the style that we always learn in the Mishnah Berurah here, and let's do the Be'er Halacha. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha in Tav Chav Tes and outline the basic Mahalchim. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Teretz of the Ran to Tzarech Iyun number 2. And that is that the Ran says, has a beautiful diuk, to the point that the Be'er Halacha says, maybe this diuk is pshat in the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. The Ran says, the Teretz to the question of 30 days or not, is the key is in the word shoalin. We know that the Gemara tells us that if there's two Talmidim, we have a question. One Talmid has a question on what they're learning. Let's assume they're not learning Pesachim. They're learning Bava Basra. So there, one Talmid has a question in Bava Basra, what Yeshiva is learning, and the other has a question in Nida, that they're not learning. So then you focus on the question above the Basra. The Rebbe responds to that first. Says the Ran, that's the chiddush of the Gemara in Pesachim and Davav Amid Aleph. That the Gemara tells us that if a Talmud has a question in Pesachim, so then in such a case, within 30 days, that's considered shol ki'inyan. Now the Be'er Halacha says, Geshmak! Says, with this, I can answer something else. Some Gemaras and the Mechaber doesn't use the word darshan. I left out that Tzarech Iyun intentionally because I don't think I'm going to answer it. That the Mechaber says, look at the Lashon Mechaber, Shalom Bilchas HaPesach, Shalom HaPesach. He doesn't say darshan. Says the Be'er Halacha, if everything would be fine, then what would emerge is the following. We would say that like the Ran answers Tzarech Iyun number 2 and says that when it comes to what? When it comes to the Inyan of Shoshim Yom, that's for precedence over questions. So that's why we have the Girsa of Shoalim. In fact, he points out that some Rishonim, not only the Mechaber, the Rif in Pesach, in Pesachim, on the Sugya, he doesn't have the Girsa of Darshim. He only has the Girsa of Shoalim. So if that's so, says the Be'er Halacha, it'll actually fit beautifully into the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. So what we have so far is 4 Tzarech Iyuns, the Teretz of the Ran. The problem with the Teretz of the Ran to use in the Shulchan Aruch is that the Be'er Halacha says it doesn't work because he finds that the She'iltos has the Girsa of Sholin Behilchos HaPesach, Yet he also starts off with the Girsa of Shaul and Bilchas HaPesach and does not and goes on to say that the Rav is Dorish 30 days the Halacha. So again, the Ram's Teretz in its fullest. The Ram's Teretz will be the following. The Rav, the Rebbe, is only supposed to be Dorish Hilchas Pesach on Pesach itself. And that's why in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rif, you don't have Shoel and Vidar Shemilchas HaPesach. What's 30 days? 30 days is Halacha and She'ela, that the Rabbeim are supposed to set up a way in which the Talmidim feel comfortable to ask the questions within 30 days. But otherwise, the Halacha would be that there's no Inyan of Drasha until the Chag itself, like the Gemara in Megillah seems to say, from based on the Pasuk of Eidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Ultimately, the Be'er Halacha says that that answer is not so muchruch, and then there are other terutzim that are given. First, he quotes the Mahalach of the Gra, and this Gra blew me away. I have to tell you, I didn't chase down the whole Gra. The Gra has about 25 Ma'ar Makomos in three lines, and none of them are the classic sugyas that when you think about Shalom V'Darshan, you think about the way I said it, like the basic Gemaras that we know, Pesachim and Megillah. But the Gra has Ma'ar Makomos all over the place, Tosus and Bava Kamma and Bechoros and places all over. And I'm just going to lean on the Be'er Halacha. And the Be'er Halacha says that the Gra says that you have to say that they're really one sugya. The Hainu, really there's an inyan to be Osek Shloshim Yom. The Av started from the Chag itself, which we learned from Yidah Moshe Esma'adei Hashem al B'nei Yisrael, and Chazal extended it to 30 days before. What would then emerge, according to the Gra, is that the halacha of being osek in the chagim, the chura, what should follow, is all months, on all chagim, there should be an inyan according to the Tanakama. The Bach takes the Gra's idea, but the Bach goes even further. This is all quoted, by the way, and I'm summarizing now what the Be'er Halacha says. Yes?
In that case, according to the Gra, it's irrelevant that Moshe actually was dorish 3 days before. Because really the whole source was just the 3 days on the day of.
It goes the following way. That there are two sources. Both of them are both sources are saying the same inyan of drasha. One of them is telling you on the Chag. That's what the Gemara says from Eidav Moshe Es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. And the other one is 30 days before. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is Dorish on Pesach Sheni. That comes, the Mechayev, if you will, is Vaidar Moshe. Now, again, me, I need Ladaber for what the Groz Kavan is. I'm just speculating based on what the Be'er Halacha's gone. Full disclosure, I can't say that I deciphered everything to what the Groz is saying. But based on the way the Be'er Halacha presents it, this is what. This is what emerges. Check up after me on that, but that's how I understand it. The Bach goes even further. The Bach says that the mitzvah is to be prepared on the Chag. That's what the Dar Moshe Smadei Shalom Bnei Yisrael. To prepare for the Chag properly, a person needs to be osek in the halachos of the Chag before the Chag. If it would be possible to do it on the Chag itself, matol manoim. So the minug began, he calls it a minug, even though the Gemara involved on the base seems to give the Pesach Sheni is the Makar, but the minig began to start even 30 days before. Ad kedei kach, Rabosai, the Bach says something wild. The Bach says that if you're prepared on Yom Tov itself in the Halachos HaChag, so then in such a case there's no chiyuv to be osek on the Chag itself. You know, it's Vaidaber Moshe Esma'adei Hashem, so they have to know what the Halachos HaChag. And once upon a time, in the Midbar, it wasn't so hard to know what the Halachos of the Chag was. It was possible to say it the night before between Mincha and between Kabbalah Shabbos, between Yom Tov and Ma'ariv, Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, but once upon a time, it was that simple. Now the Bach says that it's moved up. That's the Mahalach of the Bach. The Beis Yosef. This is the last. Is going to be the fourth Mahalach that we're going to say, and this is a Mahalach that I'd like to Be'ezer Hashem build on. Beis Yosef, and of course this fits beautifully in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef's teretz is that everything is meduyak, and that is the Gemara says dafke hilchos Pesach because Pesach has many halachos. So there it starts already before. However, when it comes to every other Yom Tov, then there's a separate mechayev, and that's the mechayev v'edar b'Moshe Esma'adei Hashem al B'nei Yisrael, And it could very well be that Pesach Sheni also, because there had so many nuanced halachos that Klal Yisrael wasn't familiar with, so in such a case you need to start Shloshim Yom. But Stavka by Pesach, and all other Yom Tovim have a separate inyan to be Doresh on the Chag itself. What I'd like to do, Be'ezer Hashem, is be marchiv a little bit in what the Beis Yosef is saying, what comes out from the Shulchan Aruch, and just understand a little bit deeper. And that is, it could very well be that not only is the Beis Yosef differentiating between the Kamus 30 days versus on the Chag itself, but could also be that the Beis Yosef is differentiating between the Echus of what the Drasha is going to be. And if one takes a look, one will see that that I think what the Beis Yosef is saying is Mukhruch as well from other Achronim and from the Diyukim that we made in the Gemara. Let me start to bring out what I'd like to be Mechadish based on the Beis Yosef from the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph talks about a case that's not Shaykh at all Bizman Hazeh, and that's the case of Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos can't appear today, but the Gemara then discusses what is done on Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. The Megillah, if it's Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos, is read for beforehand, depending on whether they're the Kfarim or the Krachim, but the Megillah is going to be read beforehand, either on Thursday or on Friday. So Gemara says, but the Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, in such a case, you're supposed, the Rav there is supposed to teach the Halachos of the Yom, and the Gemara makes reference to the din also by Pesach, to be Oseg on Pesach, B'Yom Shel Pesach. Asks the Ritva, by the way, I'm skipping, there's only a certain amount that I can do, there's more. If you take a look, I just put in what my daily shiur I call brackets. Just to put in brackets, Tosus is cholik on this Ritvan Megillah, and Vamevin Yavim, Tosus actually will agree with the Mahalch that we presented from the Bach. But I want to now develop according to what I think is the Amita Shel Torah Lefi, the Beis Yosef. Asks the Ritva, what type of halachos are you going to be dorish on Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, when you Yisdal Shal on Shabbos? When did you read the Megillah? When did you read the Megillah? You already read the Megillah. Nowadays, what do all the Talmidim ask us about Hilchos Purim? What's Abdul Yada and Mishloach Manos? The Manos Halevi, right? Those halachos. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are 30 pages on Mikra Megillah. There's a page and a half on Seuda Mishloach Manos, even less. So what's the Rav going to be Doresh on? On what Adelo Yada means? The Rav's going to be Doresh on Mishloach Manos. Presumably, when we talk about halachos, we're talking about Hilchos Mikra Megillah. That's where all the halachos are. Says the Ritva, how could that possibly be that you're being Doresh in Mikra Megillah if Mikra Megillah already happened either yesterday or on Thursday? That's the Ritva Dav Dalet in Megillah asks. Answers the Ritva. The Ritva says, no. The Kavana is to be Doresh on the Nes, to be Doresh the Nes of Purim itself. That's what the Gemara says, that there's an Inyan to be Doresh, just like we're Doresh Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, so too, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, we're also Doresh. So he says the Nes. Taisus happens to disagree, but I want to work with the Ritva right now. Taisus will go with the Bach. Now I'd like to show you that what the Ritva on Megillah Daf Dalet says is what the Magen Avraham says in the first Siman Sif Katan in Hilchos Pesach. Listen to this Magen Avraham. First of all, the Magen Avraham is cholik on the Mechaber and says Shloshim Yom is not only by Pesach, is by all of the Yom Tovim. And then he says Umashma, like this diuk of the Ritva. He's mamish the Magen Avraham was mechavin to the Ritva. Umashma beperikam de Megillah. The biyomtif atzmo mechuyavim lidrosh beinyano shel yom kegon pesach biyetzias mitzrayim ayin shom gabe purim shechal b'shabbes. And then one of the avrichim in the Tivari, one of my students there, added that the Rashi in Megillah and Avdalit Amir Aleph, when he says purim shechal yos b'shabbes to be doresh beilchos to be Doresh, just like the Rav is Doresh B'Hilchos HaPesach on Purim, Rashi there says, to be Doresh the Nes. That's what Rashi Nav Dala Menal says, and the Ritva is even actually mitzayin to the Rashi. But it turns out this is not only a lamdus in the Rishonim; it's the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram made the same diuk. The Magen Avram says, just like we see that by Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, you do something, so too on Pesach the Rav is supposed to be Doresh Bin Yono Shel Yom B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, not the halachas of the Dalikosas, not the halachas of Chala Moed, not the halachas of Hilchas Yom Tov of Erev Tavshilin. Rather, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ayin Shom Gabe Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. The Magen Avram, Lanias Daiti, read, was bothered by the Kasha. You have to go through the whole Machzis HaShekel, but to see whether what I'm saying is correct. But I think the Magen Avram was bothered by the same Kasha of the Ritva, and he says the Inyan is to be Dorish B'Neis. Im Kainim Advarim. I think the Beis Yosef might very well agree with this, and then Rabbi Yoshua showed me there might be Mukhrich in the Beis Yosef. Let's go back to our Tzarchians. We're going to answer all our Tzarchians in Pshat, Bezer Hashem. And then maybe show it's mamish the kavan of the Beis Yosef. And that is, what was our tzarichion? Number one, what is the connection between Shalom V'Darshan B'Hilchas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach, and 30 days when it comes to Bedikas Chametz? The Gemara says, 30 days before Pesach, yeah, there's a chiyuv Bedika. Where's 30 days come from? Shalom V'Darshan. What's the yachas between the two? Oh. If we say that Shalom V'Darshan is all about, as the Beis Yosef said, that in order to be Mekayim, the complicated mitzvos lo saseh, mitzvos saseh for Pesach, you need to learn the halachos. So then, we see that the motif of being concerned not to be over the Isra of Chametz begins 30 days. That's what we see from Shalom V'Darshan. So there's a chiyuv on us, 30 days before Pesach, to be osek in chametz, in the halachos of chametz, and the practical implication of chametz. So it's not what our grandmother started to do. The moment Purim was over, they were worried where the hamantashen is going to go. So that's a gemara. That stems from Shalom V'Darshan, Bilchas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach. Ad kedei kach that the halachos of Bedika already are connected. That's the gemara's teretz to Maya Viditayu. Where does this 30 days come from? Oh, let's go back. Let's go through all the tzarchim. That's the answer to tzarchim number one. Tzarchim number two, what's the difference between the two sugyas? The two sugyas are night and day. One is the hisaskus b'halachos. That's the halachos to make sure that one's mekayim the mitzvah saseh and lo saseh properly. That's one thing. And then there's a separate halacha to be osek in the inyano shel yom. And this answers tzarchim number three. Why is it that the Gemara Pesachim Avavam and Aleph says Shalom V'Darshan B'Hilchas HaPesach doesn't say me inyano shel yom? Yet the Gemara in Megillah says Shalom V'Darshan B'Inyano Shel Yom Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach Hilchos Chag B'Chag. The answer is that when it comes to Kodem Pesach, that's in order to make sure not to be over the Yisurim. However, when it comes to the Chag itself, it's a Kiyum on Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. A Kiyum is to be Medaber on the Yom. So there, it doesn't have to be only. It doesn't have to be dafka, those things that are nogeh, the mitzvahs, aseh, the lav, and the halachos. I agree that the Gemara Lamed Beis Amaral says, Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, even when it says Me'en Yonah Shel Yom, but halacha doesn't only mean pure halacha, what's mutter and what's aser, like it will mean 30 days before. Halacha means, Ein la'kosh baruch hu, el da'al amal she'halacha. I don't think it means that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't find himself in the world of Machsheves Yisrael, for sure he does. It means, halacha could also mean halichas Yisrael. And that's Me'inyano Shel Yom. And that's what the Magen Avram is being medayik in. I forgot what was Sarachim number four. Anybody remember what the last Sarachim was? So now we answered. Dafka Pesach. That's why so. So I was really thrilled when I had half of this idea developed. I asked Rav Nevin Sal, what was the answer to this question? And he said, Pashut. He said that one is to make sure to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs properly, and the other is to be marbe in the day. So I pointed out to him in Yono Shel Yom, and he was very happy with that deal, and he gave me an interesting nafkamina from his perspective. And he said the nafkamina for his drashos are when he's dorish before Pesach, so then he's only dorish in the halachos. On Pesach himself, he'll talk about inyanim that are not shayach to the halachos. For example, the example he gave was interesting. He said kodshim. In other words, he'll be dorish in the kodshim on the Yom Tov itself. That's my Inyano Shel Yom, even though it's not connected to Halacha L'maaseh. They say Rav Nevin Sal Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is very, very boring and dry. He says that at this time you're supposed to do this, and this food is kosher for Pesach, and this food is not kosher. He's not. Mamish just teaches halachos. Pshuta kemashmo shalom v'dorshin hilchos haPesach. So that might be the tzvei dinim, and that segues us to the second half of tonight, and that's bedikas chametz within 30 days. So that's the first half. I think this is Amita Shel Torah. Oh, and Rav Yoshua was Mosif, that Taka, I missed this, that the Beis Yosef is Kemat says this. I was Mesupuk whether the Shtikl Torah that I was saying, I started from the Gemaris itself, even before the Ritzvan. Then I saw that it fits nicely with the Yisrael of the Ritzvan. Then I saw that the Magen Avram says it. But it could very well be that the Beis Yosef himself says it, because the Beis Yosef writes, the Beis Yosef says that by Pesach there are many halachos you got to prepare beforehand, and then he says, "V'had esani shalom bilchus a Pesach bilchus chag haynu lidrosh b'tamim sheba'avuram nitzaveinu b'moed," to be osek in the tamim. In other words, it's not the details anymore. It's the yisod. It's the basis of the halachos. So one is a hechsher in order to prepare. Someone raised to me even the possibility that according to the Be'er Halacha, the Beis Halevi, who talks about learning the halachos in order to know, is just a hechsher to the mitzvah as opposed to a kiyum and Talmud Torah. I don't know if I would go so far, but it seems to be that that the tafkid is a very, very different tafkid of Shalom Adarshan, and that segues into why we start 30 days before. We start 30 days before by Bedika because of this reason, to make sure that we're not going to be nechsha. So now let's begin to be ma'ayin in these halachos, and let me start off with a question. I've discussed part of this topic before, Ein Beis Medrash Below Chidush. I want to start off with the famous discussion that people have raised that I feel strongly about. The Mishnah Berurah that we're going to see in Siman Tav Lamed Vav suggests that an individual who can make a mechira of Yud Gimel, and thereby, we're going to see, get out of a part of Bedikas Chametz. And I have a polemic. The next 25 minutes is a little bit of a polemic. I have heard that, but I want to develop in Lamed Vav. I have heard that some have advocated the following suggestion, and that is to tell a Baal HaBayis who's not going to be home for Pesach to sell his chametz on the night of the 13th, and thereby he doesn't own chametz come the 14th, and since he doesn't own chametz on the 14th, so then he doesn't have to make a bedikah. So that's my introduction. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, let's take a look. Let's look at the basic halachas of within 30 days. The person leaves within 30 days. So in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber passing in Taf Lamed Vav, the Gemara that we saw, and that is if you leave within 30 days and you're not going to another house, which Kamat doesn't apply to us, because we go, Baruch Hashem, to another home, so then in such a case, then the Bedikah is done without a bracha. Question is, what happens if you go to another home? If you go to another home, what is the halacha going to be? When should you do bedika? Should you do bedika on your apartment as well? Say, in our case, here in the Gruss apartments in Eretz Yisrael, if you're not going to be here for Pesach, or should you could sell all the chametz in the apartment, and then in such a case, do bedika somewhere else. Or for that matter, why don't you just sell your chametz, and that's it? What do you have to do bedika on? You're going to your parents' home. There they are doing bedika. Let's say you decide to go to the movies the night of the 14th. Not realistic. But let's say someone is going somewhere and there's not even Osek and Bedik altogether. He's not going to come. They rely on their parents. Their parents are going to do a good job. Or, much more common, it's not so hard to be involved with their Bedikah when you go to their house, is what happens if an individual is traveling? And they're traveling through the 14th and they're arriving Erev Pesach. So do they have to then do a Bedikah on their apartment before they leave it over here? Okay, so these are all open questions, and I'd like to discuss Siv Gimel that will ultimately come back to all of those three above questions that we mentioned before. Siv Gimel is a absolutely fascinating machlokis, a very obscure machlokis between the Rav Yoh and the Tur that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rav Yoh has at first glance a wild shita. Yisrael, hayotzi mi beis ein Yehudi toch shoshim yom. V'nichnas b'bayis acher b'ir ze, o holech li'ir acheres, ein etzarech leva'er, b'bayis ein Yehudi, sh'ere yikai mitzis b'ir b'osa b'bayis acher. If a Jew is renting from a Gentile, and he leaves the Gentile's house and he goes to another house, within 30 days, he doesn't have to do b'dika. Why? Because he's going to be kai b'dika somewhere else. Here's the chiddush. Aval, imhu mefarish o yotzi b'sharai, harav v'lo yikonis b'pesach b'bayis, yesh misho omer shechalov chovas ha'b'ir, kimen shutol shoshim yom, v'tzorach levar b'ayis ha'inu Yehudi, shu yotzi mimenu k'dei l'kai mitzvahs b'ir. The Rav Yoh says that not only if you leave your house, within 30 days, do you have to do a bedika when you're not planning to come back? But he says, even in a case in which the individual leaves a house that was owned by a Gentile, his lease is up April 1st, he leaves the house owned by a Gentile, the Gentile is going to move back into the house or someone else is going to rent the house, he still has to do a bedika. Sarech Ion Gadol. What is the pshat in this Rav Yoh? At the end of the day, the chametz is not his. It's not going to be his on Pesach. So why in the world does he have to be mevaer the chametz kedei lekayim mitzvas biur? Truth be told, the Rama's mekel. The Rama adds that the Rav Yoh was machmir v'afal pi shein yehudi yikonis l'bayis b'pesach. The Yesh Omrim shein etzarach kishenichnes boho ein yehudi. The Torah suggests that no. That the Rama passing this way, if a goy is going to come in, so then in such a case he doesn't have to do the bedika. If the Gentile is going to come in, so then his chametz is going to be hefker. Someone else is going to own. He no longer has any shaychus to the house. Presumably, Rabbi Osei, the machlokis between the tur and the Rav Yoh is the following basic lumdus, and that is the chiyuv of bedika and biur a chovas Hagavra on the individual toch shloshim or not? The Rav Yoh seems to be saying that if you have chametz within 30 days and you're not going to have the opportunity to do bedika and biur, then you got to do it. And the tur is the more, if you will, sensible position at first glance, and that is that the tur is saying no, that as long as it is that the chametz is going to be in the rishus of a guy. So then in such case, it's not going to be yours. It's clearly hefker. You have no shaychus to it. So then you will not have any chiyuv whatsoever. When do I have a chiyuv? When my house is still going to be around. But if my house is not going to be around. So what's the tzarech yun gadol? What in the world is a pshat Rav Yoh? So we have to get back to Rav Yoh. Yes, Rav Yoh.
It also seems like Bisham against Israel, no?
Dainu?
In terms of, do you have to make sure a guy eats it by Pesach just because you had it in your house in 30 days? That's
uh-huh.
Right,
Nachon.
Having it within 30 days.
Fair, okay. So Rav Ari is throwing in that's only, maybe Beis Shammai it makes sense that you have to, but according to Beis Hillel, not. You're right, I didn't cheshbon that out in presenting it that way, but actually it will fit nicely. What we're going to say, well, Beis Hashem will fit nicely as well to that question. Now, irony of, I find it quite ironic, in this case, the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, the Chura, I mean, the Klal Le'apsak, it's a Yesh Misha Omer, but it seems like Svaradim straight up, the Chura should be Choshesh for it. But even this wild sheet of the Rav Yoh, comes out that we end up being Choshesh for it partially. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Chok Yaakov is Mekel, he says, what? No, Dafilu im Einichnas Bo, Kam Kenim Mechuyiv, Kim Shei Yisrael Ifkot Chesol Hashem. The Chok Yaakov claims that even the Ramah, who's Mekel, we could even be Mekel further, says the Chok Yaakov. And that is whether Jew or not comes. It's not your chametz. To put in Rav Ari's term, Beis Shammai says that you got to make sure that the guy is going to eat. But it's not your chametz at all. What do you have to worry about? Continues the Mishnah Berurah. However, not only do we not pass like the Chok Yaakov, but there are many shitos that say that we have to be Choshesh Meikar Dedina for the Rav Yoh. Uladina, top line on page 17 of the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Deos Bein Achronim, Ikedas Mechar B'Kli Yesh Om Shuvah Ramah. V'nira, Dim Nichnas Bo Hanochri Yesh Lahakel. Bottom line, in Sivkot Lam Beis of Mishnah Berurah, bottom line is that if a goy goes into the house, then you could be Mekel. But otherwise, if you're leaving a home, let's talk practically. You're selling your chametz to a goy, and you're going somewhere else, it still is a chiyuv of b'dika. That's bottom line. Question is why? What are the reasons for Rishonim I need to do b'dika? Shema yavolachla. You guys know it better than me. Shema yimtza gleska daita yafa the daita ilavei. Maybe the bittel is not a serious bittel. But all those reasons are not shayach over here. You're selling it to a goy. We, assuming you believe that mechiras chametz works, and the minute Klal Yisrael is, so why in the world do you have to do a bedika? So now, we've gone from tzarchim gadol in terms of understanding the Rav Yah, and then we're saying that if we pass like the Rav Yah, that means if you sell the chametz in your house, and even if you sell the entire house, you still have a chiyuv of bedika. And I ask the same question. Now, not on the Rav Yah, but bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah, when we do it today, why is it that there's going to be a chiyuv? Let's continue on. Before we deal with those questions, let's continue on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ula Inyan, Im chuyuv livdok belel yudal ha-chadarm shebedayt al-machar. Now, if we pass like the Rav Yah, I've got another chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah piles on another chumrah. The Nesivis has a wild shita. If you take this to its logical extreme, says the Nesivis, you know what's going to emerge? What's going to happen is, if you have five rooms in your house, as they say a joke here in Eretz Yisrael, if you ask a kid what they ask you, do you send your child to a two-room cheder, or a three-room cheder, a four-room cheder, a five-room cheder, so they don't mean how large the cheder is. The question is, if you send your child to that cheder, when he gets a shidduch in 15 years from now, is he going to get an apartment with two rooms or an apartment with five rooms? That's an awful joke here in Eretz Yisrael. But so let's say a person has got a five-room, I'm not bad this whole system, but got a five-room shidduch. So he has five rooms. He's selling four rooms, right? Back to the sugya. He plans to have four rooms on Pesach. And he's selling the fifth. Says the Nesivis, Mekor Chaim, but wait a second. I have the following paradox. You have to do a bedika on that room. Now, it's so counterintuitive, because you and I sell the fifth room. Why do we sell it? The reason why we sell the fifth room is in order to get out of the whole problem, making ourselves go through the whole problem. That we tell our wives, this room you don't have to worry about. And now, let's see the Nesivis inside. Yesh deyas ben achram, shedats ha-mekor chayim v'chayodim, shetzarach levdolkam. Me'achar shele'eis ata ha-chadarim, lo nimkaru, v'hem b'shus Yisrael, v'afilu nimkaru, adayim lo echziku b'em nachri. The guy was a machzik in it, and we said that the fact that the guy has it is not enough. It has to be that the guy moves in. So the Nesivis held that you have to do v'dika on the room, paradoxically, you're going to sell. It's a very, very strange bedika. So the bedika will be that to look where the chametz is, and then to put aside that chametz is going to be sold to the goy. Strange. Omnam, b'tshuvas binyan olam cholek, v'dayto de'ein tzrichim bedika. The binyan olam disagrees, and he says that you don't need a bedika. The b'zeh atzma shemochal akum, mekayim tashvisu u'biur, v'lo gar mechametz shemotze achar bedika shemeshayin l'vachol l'machar, v'ein mechuy l'varakov, the binyan olam is meikel. So what does Rav Dani Zayda come along and do? Comes along the Chassam Sofer in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? The Chassam Sofer says you could be meikel. Azoy vayt to be machmir for the Rav Yah that we don't even understand yet. Although the Chassam Sofer is going to give us a good lashon that's going to help us. I think will answer all the questions. That the Chassam Sofer here is not only helpful in halacha l'maisa, but I think he will clue us in to help in a lot of things. Says the Chassam Sofer, you could be meikel. And here, Mechiras Yugimel makes its royal appearance in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not a Baki in Mishnah Berurah. I'd like maybe someone to do, maybe Rav Dani could do a Bar Ilan CD-ROM search, but I think this is the only time in the Mishnah Berurah that Mechiras Yugimel is mentioned. I'm not positive. But he then says the Chassam Sofer is Mekel and gives the Eitzah to do Mechiras Yud Gimel. Vayter Mishnah Berurah. V'chein b'tshuvas Chassam Sofer Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Daito lahakol kishemekayim mitzvas bedika b'shar chadarim. And then he says, Mishabura says, this is where you have Mechiras Yagimel. Mechiras Yagimel is to get out of the Chumrah of the Nesivis that says they have to do Bedika even in the fifth room. So Rabosai, the whole idea of using Mechiras Yagimel to be Mafkia Bedika Aschametz Lagamri has no source in the Mishnah Berurah whatsoever, and to me it smacks of being incorrect. I like to be masbir why I think it's incorrect the halacha, and then I want to first, in the end, I'll be masbir why I think it's incorrect the halacha, and then to understand a little bit more the shitas haravya based on the lashon of the Chassam Sofer. Bottom line, before we go on, the Chassam Sofer, the pshara of the Mishnah Berurah is the following. It says, really, we're choshish for shitas ravya. The only thing is, if you're doing bedika in four other rooms, so then in such a case, then you don't have to be choshish for ravya. However, I recommend to do mechiras yagimel. So that's bottom line. You don't have to check the room you're selling. There are some who are mahader to do mechiras yagimel. What's the omek of this pshara of the Chassam Sofer? There's a line in the Chassam Sofer that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that I'd like to share with you. The Chassam Sofer writes the following: Din ze dafka bebayis shekvar nivdak, aval ein baze ptur mi bdika legamri. This is me reformulating the Chassam Sofer, and here is the words mamish of Chassam Sofer himself: the mikol makom hachiyuv al karkafta degadlu. Chassam Sofer says that the chiyuv of bedika is a chiyuv akarkafta degadla, which means that the shita of the ravya that the Chassam Sofer is choshish for, that the Mishnah Berurah is choshish for, is the following. Within 30 days, there's a chiyuv akarkafta degadla to do bedika. Even if he's going to leave his house, where choshish that there's a chiyuv akarkaf legavra, unless he's mamish not going to have a house come Pesach time. If he's not going to have a house that the goy is moving in, we paskin in such a case, then maybe we'll be makel against the ravya. But otherwise, the Chassam Sofer's lashon is that there's a chiyuv akarkaf legavra. Hence, not only is mechiras yugimel not what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah is paskining against it to use it to be mafkia from bedikas chametz. Because the Mishnah Berurah is saying that we follow the Chassam Sofer, who says that bedika is a chiyuv akar kafta de gavra. The only question is, why? If we hold that the whole chiyuv of bedika is based on bittol zan nafas shemim tzagluska yavu v'dayti laveh, he's not in his house. Shema yavu l'achla, he's not here. Well, what's the reason? Why is the Chassam Sofer suggesting such a thing? So it could be that what the Chassam Sofer is driving at, I'd like to suggest the following chidush. It's a chidush, but I think that this is what emerges. It's well known that the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tes, I'm sure you've all done this, Reb Chaim as well, in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. By the way, this Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim introduces a fascinating phenomenon that there are quite a few chakirs of the Minchas Chinuch that are reworked in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, with different nafkaminas and different terminology. But there's a lot. And as Minchas Chinuch was not only a model for Reb Chaim actually used it in the Kedusha. I need to compile a list, but I think it's more than one or two where Reb Chaim's basic hakiris are found in the Minchas Chinuch. Reb Chaim used it in a very different way than Minchas Chinuch. They're nafkaminas between Reb Chaim and Minchas Chinuch. So let's say the Minchas Chinuch's way. And that is the mitzvah of tashbisu a mitzvah of kumvaseh, or is the mitzvah of b'sheva al tase? What's a nafkamina? The kumvaseh b'sheva al tase. Do I have to have chametz to destroy it on Erev Pesach? One nafkamina is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosos, where the bittel is a kiyum in tashbisu. If I hold bittel is a kiyum in tashbisu, then I'm assuming that it's just a hechi timtza for me to make sure, on daf dalet, it's just a hechi timtza to make sure that I'm not going to come to be over. So that's b'sheva al tase. Another nafkamina, and those who disagree hold that the mitzvah is Kumasei, that's why Bittel cannot be a Kiyum in Teshvisa. That's what Michas Chinuch says. Another nafkamina is, what happens if I have chametz and you steal my chametz and you destroy my chametz? Are you chayiv li mi asar zehuvin? If you say it's b'shev al tasa, you're mekayim. If not, not. Another simple nafkamina is, do I have to buy chametz before Pesach to destroy it? Rabosa, I'd like to be mechadish that that's what's behind this chsam sofer. The chsam sofer says that since the mechaber paskins like the Rav Yoh who we formulated earlier says that the chiyuv b'dika tov shoshim is a choves hagavra, holds that there is a, just like there's the din d'oraisa of tashbisu, that there's a chiyuv b'kumvasei to do tashbisu, called the tikkun de rabbanon, one could argue called the tikkun de rabbanon ke'ein d'oraisa tikkun, and there's a chiyuv b'kumvasei to do a b'dika within shoshim, chazal or mesakin b'kumvasei. And that's beautiful, based on the topic that we started with today. Maya viditayu, where did you get this idea of being osek b'bedika within shoshim yom? Because there's already a chiyuv b'pu'ula for us to be osek in the halachos. And so that means not only to make sure that there's no chametz, the chidush of the Rav Yoh is going to be that b'po'el a person is supposed to do. I then found a stronger lashon. That the Me'iri says even starker. The Me'iri on Beis Amabeis says, V'hatayra amra tashpisu v'chol dover shati yochol hashpisa v'imkein ikar hakavana. Here's the sensational part, the punchline. Ikar kavana hu livdok acharav ulevaro. Ela shederech eitza hitzrichu bittel achar bedika. The Me'iri is dealing with the famous question, once you're doing bittel, why a bedika? But the Me'iri's way of answering it is mamish sharp. The Me'iri says that Chazal were saying the ikr kavana satayra. The ikr kavana satayra was livdok acharav ulevaro. So, matsanu chaver lachsam sofer. The sam sofer's friend is the Me'iri himself. Maybe you could say a sam sofer in two ways. One is called the Tikkun D'Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. And the other way of saying it is Mamash Sharfer, like the Me'iri, that it's a Kiyum in Tashpisu is the Hisaskus of the Bedika. So hence, that's why I have this polemic against the Bechiras Yud Gimel. Because it's undermining the whole essence of what the Shloshim Yom are supposed to be, what Erev Pesach is supposed to be. Erev Pesach is not about abdicating one search for the chametz and just memela not being over, but rather it's the involvement of the bedika which culminates in the tashbisu. It's true many rishonim might hold that tashbisu could be mekayim b'shev al tasa, but it seems halacha lemaisa, bottom line from the Mishnah Berurah, is that there is this chiyuv of hisaskus. Yes.
In terms of the nafkaminas of tasa versus not, we don't assume though that you have to have. Like Mordechai quotes from Rabbeinu, the Ritzbah would
right.
get the chametz
right.
to burn it.
So right.
We don't assume, when it comes to those nafkaminas, though, we end up assuming the Shevat HaYisad part. No.
Yeah. In other words, what you're asking, but that's a very interesting question. I was always bothered by this. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tashbisu, you have to actually hold on to the chametz longer than we do. You have to be mashe chametz al menas levaro. That's my Yetzirah and Erev Pesach. My Yetzirah and Erev Pesach is in order to be Mekayim, the Tashbisu, is actually to hold on to my Chametz longer than everybody else. But your Mamish is playing with fire, no pun intended. Masha Chametz al Menas Levaro, so it's Mamish be Mekayim in the Zman D'Oraisa. You see, and that's Lashitasi, because I'm so excited about the Kumvasei idea of Pesach. Now, but I'm not only excited about it, Rabosai, in terms of Halacha, and not only do I think it's correct, but just to finish off, I'm also excited about in terms of the machshava of Pesach as well. Permit me, I know this is the halacha shir, but permit me, I always like to find a parallel to this in machshavas Yisrael. There's another answer to the question that all the Rishonim are bothered by in the beginning of Pesachim, and that is why do B'dika if you already did Bittul? So in Chassidus, I'll tell you what the Birchas Avram answers, not the Birchas Avram from over here from Kol Torah, but the Birchas Avram, the predecessor of the Nesiv Hashon. It's in the Slonimer Haggadahs. What's it called? The Teres Avis Haggadah? I think that's what it's called. So Birchas Avram, he was the, that's pre Nesiv Hashem. Before Nesiv Hashem, there was Birchas Avram. Remind me to tell you a story about the Birchas Avram and Baruch Ber afterwards. But the Birchas Avram says a beautiful mahalach. He says, "I have an answer al pi chasidus. You know why Bittul doesn't work?" He says, "Because the chiyuv on Pesach is not an avoida b'leiv. I'll be moisiv to the Birchas Avram. Shavuos is Kabbalah's hatayr b'leiv, but it first starts with pu'ulos." Maybe we could add to what the Birchas Avram is saying. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos. Mishchu k'chulachem es hatzon. There is a mishchu, a person, and when a person, chas v'chalila, is b'memtah sharitum, we're starting fresh now. We have to put him in the rear view mirror, and now we're starting fresh. And this man, we're mamish, going out from Mitzrayim with all the klipos of tumma. How does a person start? So it's not the internal Kabbalah Satari. The first step is Zrizus. The first step is Mishchu. What's the theme song of Pesach? Moshcheni acharecha narutza, shir hashirim. That's the theme song. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us pull ourselves. It has to be to Be'ula. Zok the Birchas Avram. That's why when it comes to Erev Pesach, there needs to be not only Bittul. The Bedik has to be B'Powel. It's very fascinating. I'm actually never got into all his machshava. The only machshava I'm into of his Sharm B'Tfilah. For Rav Shamshon Pinkus, I once read him describing himself. He says that one of the most important moments in his life was the night of Bedikas Chametz, when he was a bacher here in Eretz Yisrael, and he realized the night of Pesach that all of his roommates had already left. They all had done a little Bedika, and they couldn't get in touch with the Rav. And the whole roof, their apartment, was also entitled to the roof. So in Israel, that's a big yichus, to be entitled, to have roof rights. But, he said, on that night, he realized that he'd have to do a bedika on the whole roof. Humongous roof. And he said he stayed up 6-7 hours, went to sleep in 3 in the morning. He said for 7 hours, he scrubbed down the entire roof. And he said in his growth, as a Ben Torah, that was one of the most seminal moments when he had to struggle with the Yetzer Hara, whether to do it or not, to find some type of loophole. At the end of the day, the Zman, now, Shloshim Yom, is a Zman in which a person works on that Bechina that he could say, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, and that's Bepu'ula. And that, the Birchas Avram, the Torah Savas Agada, says that's the reason why there's a Chiyuv Bedika Bepo'el. It's not a Kabbalah B'Lev on the Chametz of the Sar Shebi Isa, but the avoda of Pesach, and if you think about it, it's mamish true. Shavuos has nothing in terms of pe'ulas. Pesach is full of pe'ulas. Pesach is all about pe'ulas. The whole achana for chametz. The whole avoda shmartem es hamatzos. The whole askus. All that is the bechina of pe'ulas. So that's why mechiras yigimel is incorrect, because mechiras yigimel is missing the essence of what the avoda before Pesach is. And the avoda before Pesach is that avoda bepu'ula. And that means that every single one of us has to make a cheshbon. Every single one of us has to make a cheshbon. Which pu'ulos that we could do to be mezaris ourselves. I'm talking to myself that during Bein Hazmanim we have a tendency, dafka, to say, you know, there's certain things that we become more lax on in terms of zrizos. And dafka, this is the zman of HaChodesh Hazeh L'Chav. The zman of Mishchu Chulach Ames Hatzon is a zman really to work on that avoda of Mishchu. They say a beautiful story that Birchas Avram, they say, was a very big lamdin. So he used to send his chassidim, the younger chassidim, to Rabbi Baruch Ber. Kamenitz was the only yeshiva in Lita that allowed chassidish boys to be chassidish boys. Rabbi Baruch Ber himself, I argue, Rabbi Baruch Ber was really a chassid of Rabbi Chaim. You read Baruch Ber's chance. For sure, he was a real Talmud Amiti. But not only was he a Talmud Amiti, he was Mamash Chasser of Chaim. They say that when they finished Chiddush Rav Chaim Alevi al Rambam, when it was printed after Rav Chaim's Ptira, so Rav Baruch Ber put up signs that there's going to be Achnasa Sefer Torah in the yeshiva, and they Mamash made a full Achnasa Sefer Torah, and Rav Baruch Ber Mamash a full Achnasa Sefer Torah, Mashlan the Oisius. Everything, they took it, where Baruch Ber did a full Achnas Sefer Torah, taking Chedusha of Chaim Alevi al Rambam into the Beis Medrash. So, but Rabbi Baruch Ber himself had the passion of a chassid. Baruch Bar had a beautiful voice. He used to sing nigunim. He composed nigunim. In the yeshivish world, I know still a couple of nigunim. Kedai, Eric, to get your hands on it. A couple of nigunim from, I know that they have, that I wish I would learn it. A couple of nigunim that they say that Baruch Bar composed with the Talmidim, and they say Baruch Bar used to sing. It bothers me then why we don't sing enough. He used to sing with the Talmidim. Anyhow, it's probably not a coincidence that in Kamenitz they had some Hasidish Talmidim in Kamenitz, and I think it was the only yeshiva where they allowed the boys to have to continue with their Hasidish Levush. In other yeshivas, they felt that it would make too much lachatz between the Litvish boys and the Hasidish boys. So Birchas Avram used to come and visit Kamenitz to see his Hasidim that he sent to Rav Baruch Ber, and he used to enjoy sitting in Rav Baruch Ber's shir. Rav Baruch Ber one time after shir asked the Birchas Avram, what are your ha'aris on the shir? So the Birchas Avram, I think, learned by the Avnei Nezer. So the Birchas Avram said, you know, it's a beautiful shir, I enjoyed it, but at the end of the day, it's not the shir that I'm used to. He says, where I come from, you quoted Gemara, you discussed the Rashba, and then he said, then you show all over Shas, different Rishonim, you compare and contrast, and Halacha. He said, the whole shir, all you did was you talked about this one Rashba. So Baruch Ber got very excited, and Baruch Ber said to the Birchas Avram, he said to him, Ober erkenst the Rashba? Erhat pshat in the Rashba? He said, now you understand the Rashba? So Birchas Avram said, yes. Oh! He says, that's the whole thing. My whole tafkid is to make sure that I understand the Rashba. So that really brought the contrast between the two worlds. But Be'ezer Hashem, I think this Torah Savos helps us understand the Ravya as well. It helps us understand what it is, the Avoda, and what the essence of the Dika is all about.